Well, you know, it all comes down to, you know, what happens at the county level. And, you know, we anticipate about 2 to 3% EAV growth every year. That's kind of been our trend here in Altamont. You know, you heard this evening from some public members that, you know, they've heard that it could be as high as 6% increase. If that's the case, that's actually really beneficial for us. You know, knowing that property values are going up and that, you know, helps to stabilize at least our region, helps us capture those tax dollars, you know, that helps us, you know, run our school system. So I don't know that it'll be that high, but if it is, you know, we'll obviously see that. The other benefit to that is knowing, and I mentioned this in the hearing, with regards to the loss of revenue due to the tax increment financing, the TIF district. So, you know, if we get down to a point where we're going to lose some of that revenue, but if the other property values go up, that may help offset that just a little bit. But we'll see how that plays out in the end.